T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, July 26th. It's already 81 degrees. We're on our way to another hot day today. We'll have the full forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Both Kansas Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran voting in favor of having the Senate debate health care legislation.
The two Republicans were on the same side Tuesday, even though they've taken different stances on a proposal from GOP leaders for overhauling health care. Roberts has backed the measure, although he acknowledged in an interview last week that he's not entirely pleased with it. Moran made national headlines for opposing the plan, costing it enough GOP votes to pass installing the health care debate. Moran said in a statement that he is still opposed to the GOP plan, but he said that he will vote to repeal former President Obama's 2010 Affordable Care Act and work on a replacement over the next 2 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And then late last night, in a procedural vote, the Senate shot down a package that included a Senate-drafted plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, as well as a couple of amendments. That measure failed with 57 votes against. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran among those voting no on that measure. President Trump held a campaign-style rally last night in Ohio. He was greeted by enthusiastic supporters and angry protesters. Kristen Olmey said she protested because of Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare.
My sister was diagnosed as a kid with Crohn's disease. She had 6 inches of her intestine removed. Because of Obamacare, she was able to stay on my parents' insurance, and it paid for that care.
Paul Klein attended the rally in support of Mr. Trump, saying that Congress is dragging its feet on the president's agenda.
The Democrat side of the Senate is never, ever going to support anything. They are just, it doesn't matter. He could find a cure for cancer tonight, and the Democrats would vote against it.
That rally last night in Youngstown, Ohio. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas has introduced legislation to honor former Kansas U.S. Senator Bob Dole.
I've just joined our Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins and the rest of the Kansas congressional delegation in introducing a bill to award Senator Bob Dole the Congressional Gold Medal. Now, this medal is the highest expression of national appreciation for distinguished achievements and contributions. It is the highest civilian honor given by the Congress.
Bob Dole, a native of Russell, Kansas, turned 94 years old last weekend. The Vatican making a dramatic move in response to a major drought. More from St. Peter's Square.
For the first time ever, the Vatican has turned off the taps on the dozens of its fountains due to the brutal drought here in Italy. Energy-sapped tourists are now streaming through St. Peter's Square under the hot summer sun without the misty reprieve from two huge Baroque fountains. Rome has turned off hundreds of its public drinking fountains in the historic center as well. But visitors to Rome need not worry. The city's famed Trevi Fountain is fed by ancient aqueducts, so there's still plenty of water in it for their 3 coins. Megan Williams, ABC News, the Vatican.
A dramatic bank robbery, kidnapping, and hostage situation near the big casinos in Las Vegas last night.
Police in Las Vegas say it started as an armed bank robbery. The suspect, William Etheridge, is accused of using a semi-automatic handgun to force a male teller to leave the bank with him. Outside the bank, police say while holding that teller hostage, he forced a married couple he found to drive them away from the bank, telling them to stop at a Harley-Davidson dealership. Well, they say Etheridge got out, went inside the Harley dealership, and tried to use the money he had just stolen from the bank to quickly buy a motorcycle. He was arrested inside that dealership trying to buy a bike. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A formula that Kansas lawmakers have used to determine which state workers would get raises this year has sparked confusion and resentment among employees. State lawmakers approved a budget in June. It would give some employees their first pay raise in several years. The method leaves out employees who have received raises under separate contracts, and it divides the rest into two categories. A legend in the food industry has died at his home in East Texas. Let's look back on the life of Bo Pilgrim.
In Pine, Texas, Lonnie Bo Pilgrim was born in 1928, the fourth of seven children. In the 40s, he bought a feed store and later launched a poultry empire that would span the globe, with Pilgrim himself the face of Pilgrim's pride.
I'm dedicated to better chicken.
Controversy came in the 80s when he walked onto the floor of the Texas Senate, handing out $10,000 checks, including one to Senator Hugh Palmer.
Well, I didn't think he was trying to give me a Christmas present, I'll tell you that.
A loophole in state law kept Pilgrim out of trouble. A 2009 bankruptcy could not. Despite the loss of his company, Pilgrim died wealthy at 89 years old. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Some news about Western men's fertility.
Something is wrong.
Dr. Haggai Levine sounding the alarm. Research from Hebrew University's Braun School of Public Health in Jerusalem saying sperm counts in Western countries declined by nearly 60% between 1973 and 2011. Sperm concentration dropping by an average of nearly 1.5% a year in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand.
Sperm count is a marker of general health of men in Western countries. So we need to do something about it. Right now.
Researchers unsure of the cause of the decline, suggesting multiple factors may be at play. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It is 6:06 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's 6:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on Wednesday, July 26th. Let's take our first look at traffic this morning as we get underway on a Wednesday. Jad Chambers is with us. Jad?
Now looking at traffic, things okay so far this morning. Not seeing too much as far as high traffic volumes out there. It's about the time of morning. Things really start to pick up out there, though. Here in Wichita, the gasoline price is right around $2.05 a gallon this morning. Traffic update on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Terry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's take a look at that weather forecast here on a Wednesday. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan.
Good morning. We had a few thunderstorms pop up across south-central Kansas between about 4 and 5 a.m. We'll have some cloud cover gradually moving out, then hot and humid this afternoon. We'll likely be in the mid-90s by around lunchtime. 102 the high, the heat index nearing 105. Tonight, thunderstorms will move in late, our low 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, breeze out of the south. It is 80 degrees. KNSS news time is coming up on 6:14 with Steve and Ted in the morning. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday. You want to look at the menu? You can find that online at monarchwichita.com. Check it out. Great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. 6:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. I saw this little note, something that happened 1 year ago on this day. Hillary Clinton became the first woman to be nominated for president by a major political party. That was the Democratic National Convention last summer in Philadelphia.
Oh.
That was 1 year ago today. Why does it seem like it was about 4 years ago today? It seems like that was a long, long time ago.
Well, I think maybe it was because the election itself, even though those conventions, you know, were a year ago, that did go for quite a bit longer before the election itself, starting with all of the primaries and all of that. It just, that process takes so long.
It just seems to me like that was a long time ago.
It really does.
Longer than just 1 year. Where is the best place to rent? Where's the best place to rent? Well, Wallet Hub has come out with its list of 2017's best and worst places to rent in America. The best state, obviously, is Arizona. The top four are all in Arizona, and six of the top 10 are Arizona. And I think they're all suburbs of Phoenix. So yeah. Basically, the news is that Phoenix is the best place for renting. So the top four, Scottsdale, Peoria, Gilbert, Chandler, Tempe, and Glendale are also on the list. Those are all, that's all Phoenix area stuff. So that's if you want to rent, apparently that's the best place to go. And that they took in a lot of things in this, putting together this list, including rental attractiveness, quality of life, and all the job market, things like that. Worst cities, down at the bottom of the list, you end up with, the bottom three are Oakland, Detroit, and Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, don't go there.
Makes
if you
sense.
Want to rent. Little Rock, Arkansas has the highest rental vacancy rate. They have 17% vacancy. So, plenty of apartment space available in Little Rock. Hialeah, Florida, the highest rental affordability rate. There you go. Let's see, what else? Who else is on the list? I did notice. Oh, yeah, St. Louis. Irvine on the list. Irvine, California. Fewest violent crimes per resident. The bottom of that list is St. Louis. Most violent crimes per resident. Okay.
Ouch.
So some things to take into account. So if you're hanging around and looking for the best place to go rent, head on down to Phoenix, I guess, is the news out of there.
Pretty sure just like every one of those Wallet Hub lists, Wichita, probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. We didn't make the top 10. We didn't make the bottom 10. We didn't go to the extreme. the only extreme we found on those lists is Wichita's the shortest commute time in the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, it really is.
If you're going to top the list in one of those categories, that might as well be, where you're at. It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted. Three wild rabbits escaped rising floodwaters in New Zealand. How did they do that? Well, they jumped on board the nearest thing they could find, a flock of sheep. Hey, if you got to get to high ground and you're a rabbit, just about anything is higher than you are. So if you can... If there's a sheep nearby, jump on.
Just jump on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. This was reported by a 64-year-old farmer named Ferg. He says he's been farming for the last 50 years, never seen anything quite like it. He says he was trudging through the pelting rain, trying to rescue a neighbor's sheep from the floodwaters. And then he spotted these rabbits on top of the sheep taking a ride. He says he herded the sheep to higher ground. The rabbits still clung on for a while, but then as the sheep jumped through the water, the rabbits fell off. Rabbits then did manage to climb to a nearby hedge to safety, and Ferg says all the sheep and all the rabbits survived the deluge and the odyssey.
I have to ask this, because I honestly don't really know. How well do rabbits swim? Yeah, you gotta.
I did see a rabbit once jump into a bathtub, and I don't think the rabbit had any idea what water was or any concept of what was going on. Anyway, I don't see rabbits as nature's
particularly good swimmers.
I'm sure they can if pressed into service, but
I imagine so. Lots of animals swim rather well, or mammals anyway. Yeah. Several swim very well.
It is 6:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in baseball for the Kansas City Royals, the red-hot Kansas City Royals in Detroit last night taking on the Tigers. And it sure helps when you have a lead, in any sport. Well, the Royals did have the lead last night. In fact, they had the lead right from the very first pitch of the game. I hope you were listening to that game early on last night. Royals on KFH.
The Tigers dressed in their home whites. Royals in the road grays. First pitch of the game is swung on and hit well deep to left field. That's a way back. And Whit Merrifield has gone deep on the very first pitch of the game.
How about that? You're up 1-0, one pitch into the game. And the Royals would make that stand up. The Royals pitching was fantastic last night as Danny Duffy went only 6 1/3, only gave up one run. He got his seventh win of the season. The bullpen finished it out with scoreless work for the Royals. Kelvin Herrera finished up in the ninth inning for his 21st save. Royals over the Tigers 3-1. The Royals, red hot, now on a 7-game winning streak. Tops in Major League Baseball right now. And the Royals' home run barrage continues. 13 home runs for the Royals now in their last four games after Merrifield last night. Royals win again. So Kansas City and the New York Yankees are holding on to those wild card spots in the American League right now, just a game ahead of Tampa. Kansas City going for its eighth straight win tonight in Detroit. Once again, going for a three-game sweep over the Tigers. Listen to live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers, 6 o'clock tonight. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In pro baseball last night up in Ottawa, Canada, it was the All-Star Game as the American Association All-Stars took on the Can-Am League All-Stars. The Can-Am League won that game 3-2. Four players from the Wichita Wingnuts were on the American Association roster in that game. Wingnuts outfielder Harrison Kane in the starting lineup went 1-for-3 and had a stolen base. And starting at designated hitter, Wichita Wingnuts' Matt Chavez, who leads the league in runs driven in, and sure enough, he drove in a run and had a hit on the night in that close loss for the American Association. Now the Wingnuts are back at it after a couple days of break for the All-Star break. The Wingnuts are down in Cleburne, Texas, taking on the Railroaders tonight to start a four-game series. Both these teams are really struggling right now. The Wingnuts have lost 7 in a row. Cleburne has lost 9 of its last 10. Still, Wichita does have a massive 13-game lead over Cleburne atop the South Division standings. As Wichita's long road trip continues during the 83rd Annual National Baseball Congress World Series, which continues at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Yesterday was day 4 of competition with 4 more games on tap for pool play yesterday. Yesterday's winners include the Great Bend Batcats and the Cheney Diamond Dogs, who are both 2-0 in pool play and atop their respective pools. The action ended at 1:10 this morning downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. So barely 5 hours ago was when they wrapped up last night. Now we're on to day 5 of competition during the first week at the NBC World Series. 4 more games of pool play on tap today. And the action all starts at 1:30 this afternoon at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And a couple of baseball history notes for Wichita on this day. It was 130 years ago on this day, Wichita played its first baseball game as a member of the Western League, one of the great minor leagues back in the day. And Wichita won that game over Lincoln 8-2. And it was 40 years ago on this day. They started turning some shovels and did some groundbreaking out on the campus of Wichita State University as the Shockers decided to build a new baseball field. One of the first steps in resurrecting a program that had been dormant.
Yeah.
And, of course, the hiring of a young guy named Gene Stevenson to lead that baseball program, and what amazing beginnings from the groundbreaking of that new baseball field in 1977. And within 12 years, they would win the College World Series.
Wow.
Yeah, groundbreaking. 40 years ago today out on the Wichita State campus for baseball stadium. It is 6:23 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Wednesday morning. Keep it here. Donald Trump's big speech in front of the Boy Scouts. Boy, some people liked that speech and some people did not. We'll get a little differentiation there from Fox News commentator Todd Starnes on the way on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.